You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Budrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And my God, has it been an exciting week. There's so many things I could be talking to you about today. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of Hamilton, has a new film out. It's called Vivo. It's available on Netflix now. The cast of an all-star concert of Wicked has just been announced, and it's genuinely one of the most spectacular lineups I've ever seen in the theatre. Not to mention, as well, for the first time in a very long time, we have actual proper shows having their opening nights or going on tour or doing all of the things that we've been missing over the past year. But even with all that going on, there was one bit of news that stood out above the rest. It made me genuinely squeal with excitement, and I know you're going to be over the moon about it too. Because this week, the Showtime spotlight is falling on one of our favourite shows of all time, the folk rock musical Come From Away, and the news that a filmed version is going to be out next month.
It was pretty magical to all be together again.
This is unbelievable.
Welcome back to the rock.
I'm a little bit excited. So, first things first, let's put any fears you might have aside. This is not a movie adaptation of Come From Away, thank goodness. It is a filmed version of the stage show, much like they did with Hamilton on Disney Plus. And I cannot even begin to say how relieved I am about that. I remember when Hamilton came out with their filmed version. I remember saying how much I hoped it would set a new precedent for film adaptations of stage shows. Because, look, we know theatre is expensive and often difficult to get to if you live further away or just really inaccessible for a variety of other reasons. And filmed versions of stage shows kind of mitigate that a bit. You know, whether they're shown in cinemas or online, as we've seen happen more and more during the pandemic, it offers people the theatre experience without having to spend an arm and a leg on it. And movie musicals tend to be quite a good answer for that. But on the flip side, there are a lot of musicals that really are only as good as they are because they're on stage. You know, it's part of the magic that the audience have to use their imagination, because a plank of wood can be a door or a table or part of a boat, or a particular actor can play seven different characters over the course of a show. All that sort of very theatre stuff feeds into the magic of the stage show, and when you try to translate that into a traditional movie musical, you lose it completely. I don't think I need to mention Cats here as a particularly good example of what I mean. I will let that speak for itself. And so that's why it was so nice to have the Hamilton film come out last year, where the creative team point blank said, "We do not want this to be a movie musical. It won't work as a movie musical." But they were still happy for it to have that accessibility that films bring and reach as wide an audience as possible. And so they filmed the stage show on Broadway and made it available on Disney Plus, which, if you haven't seen it yet, do watch it. I really, really do recommend it. So with all that in mind, it's so reassuring on the one hand, but genuinely exciting that the same decisions have now been made for Come From Away, which will be available to watch on Apple TV Plus next month. I will say that the original plan had been to film Come From Away as a proper movie. They were going to shoot on location in Gander, where it's set, with a cast of lesser-known actors, and then use Gander residents as extras. But given the impact of the pandemic over the past year on the theatre and the performing arts industries, that film idea was scrapped in favour of producing a live recording of the stage show to make sure that audiences are, at least somewhat indirectly, supporting the theatre again. Which I think is such a wise decision because, again, so much of the magic of Come From Away comes from how theatrical it is, and I really worry that that element wouldn't have translated well to a normal movie musical. And I can't deal with another one of my favourite shows being trashed when it's made into a film. Again, don't need to mention Cats here. I am putting that to rest. But if you're not familiar with Come From Away, firstly, you really have been missing out. I realise I'm slightly biased when I say this because I love folk music and Come From Away is just the pinnacle of that in musical theatre with its Celtic Gaelic inspired score. But I legitimately believe that Come From Away is the best thing you can see on stage at the moment. I haven't seen a show that surpasses it, and I think it's going to be a really long while before anything else does. So as I said, it's a folk rock musical by Irene Sankoff and David Hine that tells the story of the 38 planes diverted to a tiny place called Gander in Newfoundland in the aftermath of 9/11. And based on a true story, of course. 7,000 passengers really did descend on this sleepy little town, nearly doubling the population overnight, and in what still, I think, remains the most stereotypically Canadian thing ever, the locals just looked after them. They made sure they had places to sleep and gave them new clothes and just took care of them for the week that they were stranded there in the middle of nowhere. And Come From Away tells this story. It truly is the most glorious, heartwarming, life-affirming show. One of those that will make you laugh and cry and melt your heart in equal measures. And it came about because the composers, Irene Sankoff and David Hine, travelled up to Gander on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, so back in 2011, and basically just interviewed everyone they could find, and then they used those stories to inspire the characters that we see in the show. Some are genuinely translated directly to the musical, like the story of Nick and Diane, the English man and Texan woman who met and fell in love over the course of a few days, while others are sort of merged together for storytelling purposes. And I really cannot begin to convey how spectacular it is as a show and how, if I'm being perfectly honest, I think it's a musical that every single person should see. I don't know how you could watch it and A, not love it, even if you don't think you're a musicals fan, but also B, not become a better person for having seen it. It genuinely is that good and that emotional. And now, the great news is that you'll be able to watch it from the comfort of your own home too. So the show has been filmed on Broadway, featuring most of the cast members from its original Broadway production too, including, yes, Showtime favourite Jen Colella as Captain Beverly Bass. Obviously, I'm playing it super cool and not fangirling about that at all. No, that's a complete lie. I had a minor breakdown and sent a lot of very screamy, excited messages to PR Abby about it when I saw the news. I just love Jen Colella so much. She's one of my favourite actresses. And to have her return to this part is so, so exciting, particularly when it's something that we'll be able to watch again and again and again from the comfort of our own homes. Because, yes, Come From Away will be available to watch via Apple TV Plus from Friday the 10th of September this year, the day before the 20th anniversary of 9/11. The whole production has been overseen by Radical Media, who were also responsible for capturing the Hamilton film I was talking about earlier, as well, actually, as David Byrne's American Utopia, which is also heading to Apple TV+. If you fancy giving that a watch, highly recommend. It's brilliant. And the thing about Apple TV+ is, yes, it is another online subscription, but you can get a 7-day free trial before you start paying anything. So maybe if you want to play the system a little bit, maybe wait until close to the 10th of September and then sign up, and also give the new musical TV show Schmigadoon a watch while you're at it. We covered it on Spotlight On a few weeks ago, so feel free to go back and listen to that episode if you want to find out more. But Schmigadoon is a new musical TV show on Apple TV that essentially parodies classic movie musicals. So if you're a fan of the golden age of musical theatre, then you will absolutely love that. But obviously the main thing is to watch Come From Away when it starts streaming on Apple TV Plus on the 10th of September. And boy, is it gonna be good. Right, well, on that note, I will say goodbye for now. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening with a brand new episode of Spotlight On at 7 p.m. So come back then to find out exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.